Ireland's classic hits. Good morning, it's Trina. I told you the man himself is going to be here, Mr. Damien Farrelly, with your news from the net. Hiya, Damien.
Good morning, Trina. Yeah, isn't it great to be nearly at the end of January? Tomorrow being the last day. At least we'll have rid of January, an awful month.
Absolutely awful. And I think I was telling you, Damien, I lost a bit of weight there before Christmas. I was really good up to Christmas and everything really good across Christmas. Then January hit, and that's normally when people get healthy, and I have regained every pound that I lost before Christmas, because January was such a miserable month. I just wanted chocolate.
Trina, don't be hard on yourself, and I've said it every day in the show. If it means having an extra biscuit or two to cheer you up in January, and a lot of people, as you say, give up stuff in January, don't be doing that. We're going through a tough time. Whatever makes you happy, go for it.
Okay, now I've got your approval. Okay, what do you have for us today in news from the net, Damien?
All right, Trina, I want to tell you this morning about Baywatch star Pamela Anderson. Now, every teenage boy in the 90s growing up loved Pamela Anderson. She's revealed, though, that she's married her bodyguard, a fella called Dan Hayhurst, at her home in Vancouver, in Canada. And they say, according to reports, that they fell in love during lockdown. So love was possible in lockdown, but she's 53 now, and I know she was speaking to the Daily Mail during the week, and she says, to quote her, "I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm in the arms of a man who truly loves me."
Okay, now I'd say that's lovely, but Damien Farrelly, this is her sixth marriage and her fifth husband, because she married one of them twice.
Yeah, she's a little bit picky.
Yeah, and then the one that she married in 2019, that lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah, she got fed up with him.
Okay. And this one, the ex-girlfriend of this bodyguard who's now working for and is now her husband, she's come and called Pamela Anderson a homewrecker.
Oh, I didn't realise. I just thought that they just fell in love and he had no connection. I didn't know that tree.
So apparently he was doing some renovation work in her house, and then the job was finished, but she needed him still to be around, so she hired him as her bodyguard, and now they're married.
Of course, she was married to Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee, singer Kid Rock. Anybody remember in the days of videos, of the bold videos going around in the 90s?
Yeah, yeah. I remember looking at her in the 90s and thinking she was absolutely unbelievably stunning, and there was no way anybody in the world could look like that. And then loads of these Instagrammers, they all look like that now.
I know. And what I'm delighted to see is that, isn't it Comedy Plus? They're rolling out loads of A-teams and they're rolling out loads of Baywatches late at night now. It's cool. They haven't dated so bad.
Yeah, yeah. But didn't she start off on that home improvement show, Tim the Toolman Taylor?
Is that where she started?
Yeah, yeah. She was like the assistant.
And here she is after marrying Tim the Toolman now. He was the handyman.
So what do you think? Is this one going to last? Because the last marriage lasted 2 weeks, so it's not a great track record.
Well, to be honest with you, if it was a betting man, I'd say when lockdown eases, she's out of there. This is only a bit of lockdown love. This is only to pass the time for you.
So, yeah, it's like anyone who happened to come into your house to do a bit of renovation. The builders were the only ones allowed in. He'll do. All right, Damien, when are you back in the radio?
She made him a very close contact. Tomorrow, you say we play Classic Hit Sunday from 11 to 2. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks, Damien. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.